Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin. He's the city editor of the Times Union. Joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
All right. Well, a big day for Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse, who lost a Democratic primary for a second term. He's headed to federal court. This is a change of plea. Now, most expect him to plead guilty. He told WAMC yesterday, though, he hasn't necessarily decided to do that.
Yeah, our reporter, Brendan Lyons, published a story yesterday on the website. It's in this morning's paper. It says Morse is scheduled to appear in federal court in Binghamton today to plead to a federal charge. He faces seven. Federal prosecutors say he stole $12,000 from his campaign account. Morse faces a maximum sentence of 1 year in prison, though his sentence could be as low as simple probation. Like you said, he lost the primary earlier this summer in June to State Police Major William Keeler. If Morse pleads today, it's unclear if he would immediately have to leave office or if he could stay in office until he is sentenced. State law says that any elected official convicted of a felony has to leave office. But I see, tells you guys, he hasn't decided yet whether he will enter a guilty plea today. Mayor Morse has a icy relationship with the Times Union, did not return our calls Monday.
Well, we'll see what happens by this afternoon, and we'll have a full report. The next story up here is a local teen facing his own ailment, doing what he can do to help another teenager go to college. This is a nice story.
Yeah, this kid's pretty impressive. Gabriel Donovan, he's a sophomore at Christian Brothers Academy. He learned of this girl, her name's Lily, she's 14, from his mom. And Lily was in a car accident when she was five and has been in basically hospital care and medical care for the last 9 years. She is in a wheelchair and unable to breathe on her own with really limited mobility. But she wants to go to high school, or she wants to get a high school education, and she needs an eye-tracking device to be able to do her schoolwork. She can use the eye-tracking device to read and write. She's used it to search Google. The problem is it's $16,000. And that's where Gabriel Donovan comes in. He learned that Lily loves flowers, so he designed T-shirts and tote bags with images of the flowers on them, dubbed Adirondack Lilies. A company that employs autistic children is making the shirts and tote bags. Local celebrities like Madison Vandenberg and jockeys up at Saratoga Racecourse and Albany County Craig Apple have helped spread the word. So far, he's raised about half the money he needs to help her get the machine.
Wonderful story. Well, let's go to the final story of the day. And we know a surprise in some of this hotter weather, but apparently we've been having more than usual thunderstorms this summer.
Yeah, that's right. It's not your imagination if you think that we've really gone through a rash of thunderstorms. The weekend was just one thunderstorm after another that caused flooding and other problems. The National Weather Service says the main culprit behind those series of storms that have passed through upstate New York is a stronger-than-usual jet stream. Usually by now, the jet stream is weakened, but this year it's remained pretty robust, and it's sending storms through that we would ordinarily see in June. Instead, we're getting them in the middle and the end of August, and it looks like the next serious storm is going to hit here on Wednesday, or a series of storms is going to hit here on Wednesday. So brace yourself. You've not seen the last of torrential rain and lightning.
With that bit of good news, we've been talking with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
You too.